This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. If you're a frequent listener to WBUR, you're probably familiar with this bit of copy.
WBUR occasionally offers you the chance to win prizes in conjunction with our fundraising efforts. While a pledge is appreciated, it is not required to win a prize from WBUR. Employees of WBUR and associated sweepstakes entities are not eligible
Okay, stop, Adam. I can't take any more. We dropped the June fundraiser anyway.
That's right. Well, anyway, listening to that may be tedious. But there's a good reason that we read it on the air literally five times a day, every day. It's so we won't get sued for running an illegal lottery.
Which is exactly what happened to Jordan's Furniture.
You could buy this sofa and chair at a Jordan's guaranteed underprice, and you'd be getting a great deal. But listen to this. If the Sox hit the ball on our sign in center field after July 22nd, it'll be yours free. That's right, free.
And that little spark of marketing genius bit Jordan's in the behind in 2007 when the deal was, if the Sox win the series, your furniture is free.
Oopsie.
Yeah, so they hedged their bets a little bit next year by saying, if the Sox sweep the series, your furniture is free.
Which turned out to be, sadly, a safer bet for Jordan's.
That's right. It saved them from another big payout, but it didn't save them from Gisella Levin of Marblehead, a customer who filed a lawsuit alleging the Jordan's giveaway constituted illegal gambling. But yesterday, the Massachusetts Appeals Court said no dice. The Jordan's deal is perfectly kosher. Here to explain is David Frank with Mass Lawyers Weekly. And David, first of all, why would Miss Gisella Levin of Marblehead bother suing over this? Why does she care if Jordan's is running a lottery?
Well, that's kind of an unanswered question. What's kind of interesting is if you look at recent years and some of the suits that have been filed dealing with ticket reselling come to mind as well. There have been a lot of challenges brought by citizens who, when you look at the case objectively, you know, it's not easy to figure out what their real interest in the case is, but there's nothing to prevent people from doing this, and obviously this is an example of that.
Well, what is she looking for? Could she get some kind of payout, or would she just get her furniture for free?
Well, no, it's interesting. Under these laws, and a lot of it sort of depends on how the case plays out, but these types of claims carry with it a provision that would allow for extra damages to be assessed. There could be findings that Jordan's Furniture might have to pay legal fees for the other side. There could be extra costs that are associated with the law. And so in a lot of these cases, the real bang for the buck comes in the attorney's fees and other costs that judges can award.
So why does the appeals court say that the Jordan's giveaway is A-OK?
The way the case got decided is that the judge and the court looked at the law and correctly concluded that in order to constitute a lottery, a promotion like the one Jordan's was putting forward would have to include three things: the payment of a price, a prize, and some element of chance. So if all three of those things were at play, this could have been considered an illegal lottery. But what the court really turned it on that issue about the payment of a price. Because the complaint brought by this plaintiff did not allege in any way, shape, or form that the purchase price of the furniture was paid for the chance to win the free furniture in the event the Red Sox swept the World Series. Because it didn't include that, the lawsuit couldn't survive.
Jordan's has continued to run these promotions over these years, even as this lawsuit has been pending. Their shtick this year is that if somebody hits the ball onto the Jordan's sign on the center field wall after July 22nd, your furniture is free. So is that an indication of how secure they must feel in their legal position here?
Jordan's Furniture is a big enough company. They hired a lawyer to call the balls and strikes, so to speak, and felt confident in the legal conclusion.
So is this over, or can we expect Miss Gisella Levin of Marblehead to take her case all the way to the Supreme Judicial Court?
If I had to bet, if I had to put, you know, my furniture on whether or not this case goes any further, I would say it probably does not.
David Frank, Esquire, with Mass Lawyers Weekly. Thank you, as always.
My pleasure.